It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Don't blow it.
So when you want to keep up on Boston sports, be entertained, and updated on the important info you need, you can listen to the Sports Hub on your smart speaker or the Sports Hub app. This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
From a physical standpoint, mental standpoint, how are you feeling here after back-to-backs?
Well, I mean, considering I had 4 months off, so I mean, not in prime shape, but you know, trying to get there. Just trying. I'm just trying to have fun and you know, play the game. I'm not stressing too much about the results and whatnot. You know, it's August and haven't played hockey forever, so just go out there, have fun, and see what happens for me.
All right, what do you think we're leading with, Boston? What do you think we were going to do today? It's an agenda-free Friday. It's driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. More on our fine sponsors in a minute. It's Felger in the remote A-hole location. We got Christian Arcan back in our Town Fair Tire Studios, along with McTakey, and that's the show today, and that's where we're going to begin. And our opening takes are usually across the board, and agenda-free Friday usually is everything from the week that we've gotten to or have yet to get to, but I think that the lead and the lead thought today is pretty clear, and that's the Bruins and your goaltender from last night. And so that's, I think, where we'll begin. Arcan, are you ready to go?
Let's see. Yes, he's good.
Yeah, that sounded like no. Sounded like you're rustling around on your mic. I understand.
We usually do a long wipe down here, Mike, when you're here. I know you usually wipe down for about 45 minutes, so we're just trying to get ours done.
You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Go then.
I'm ready for Yaroslav Halak on Saturday. I am. I think that after, not even based on how Tuukka played, I think that he played okay. I didn't think he was great. But after hearing those comments, I don't know how anyone could have any confidence in him tomorrow. And I'm ready for Yaroslav Halak.
And that's it. Period. Story over.
I got a little more. I just got to open my computer first.
Wow, how do you feel about that, McTakey?
It's absolutely insane. All right, it should be Tuukka Rask. Okay, I think Rask has played fine. I actually thought Rask played well yesterday. And it seems to me, Arcan, you're basing that take on what Tuukka Rask said last night. And let me preface this, all right? I am not a member of the Boo-Hoo Tuukka crew. I have not exactly made a living defending Tuukka Rask, that's for sure. But I don't blame Tuukka Rask one bit for what he said last night. Not one bit. Because to me, that's not indicative of how he feels personally. That's indicative of how the team feels. So I don't blame Rask. I blame Bruce Cassidy. I blame the leadership on this team for their lazy attitude and the sloppy play that they've approached and the sloppy way that they've approached these round robin games and now this early part of the series. When he says it feels like an exhibition game, he's not the only person to make that exhibition comment. Brad Marchand said that about the round robin. This is indicative of how the whole Bruins team and about how the organization feels about this right now. And they need to wake up, because you know what? This is the Stanley Cup playoffs. It feels different. It is different. I get that. But they all need to wake up. It's not just Tuukka Rask. The whole team needs to wake up. So I'm not going to blame Rask. I'm not going to go after him today for his comments. I'm going to go after the whole team today, because I think it's indicative of an organization-wide problem, not a problem with the goalie.
You get your computer open, Arkin?
Yes, yes, I have. And I am a member of the Boohoo Tuca crew. I have been for a long time, and I can't anymore. I mean, I just, after hearing that, that was a cry for help. That's what that sounded like to me. That didn't sound like a guy. And Tuca always is like that. He always sort of has this devil-may-care attitude, and usually I think that's a good thing for him. But last night, it was different. Last night, this is an exhibition game. I don't feel like the intensity's there. It's very dull. That, to me, sounds like a guy who is just unable to acclimate himself to the setting that they're in. And I just, Tuca, there's not going to be fans. Like, you're six games into this. There's not going to be fans there. If you can't get used to this by now, I don't know how much longer we're supposed to wait. I think you need to put Halak in tomorrow.
Okay. So to me, there's two things. One is I hear a lot of people saying, you know, he shouldn't have said that. You know, it's just that he said it, And I don't think that's the problem. I don't have a problem with him saying it. Go ahead and say it. Tell us how you feel. I mean, that's fine. I mean, there's sometimes that you shouldn't say things, but I don't really qualify this as that. So he is having a hard time getting ready for the atmosphere, and he doesn't think it's the same. He doesn't think it's the same intensity. And so he said it. Like, I have no problem with him saying it. It's that's fine. The problem is that's how he feels. That's how he feels. He feels that way. That's the problem, people. Not that he said it. It's that that's how he feels. And so here's my question, and I don't mean it necessarily as a rip. I don't. You know, and I mean this honestly. And if I were on that conference call last night, and it occurred to me, this is what I would have asked him. And this is what I would ask him right now. If he were in front of us, if he would grant an interview, this is what I would ask him. And honestly, I'm kind of open-minded about it. And that is, do you love the game? Do you love it? Do you still love playing hockey? And if he doesn't, that's fine. I mean, if he doesn't, that's fine, right? Like that, you can't tell someone how to feel. And you can't tell someone to have passion for something they no longer have passion for. Does he still like it? Does he still love it? Is he passionate about it? And then I would ask him this. And again, I'm open-minded about this. This isn't necessarily a rip. Do you care if you ever win a cup? Do you care? Because there's a lot of athletes that just don't care. It doesn't define them. They don't think that it defines them. They're not going to let their lives or their careers be defined by whether they win a championship or not. And it's just the way they're wired. They don't need it. They're not driven by that championship. They're not driven by that ring. And, you know, would Rask like to win a cup? Of course. Does he, like, want to? Yeah, sure, of course. Like that. I'm not saying he doesn't want to win. Of course he wants to win, and he would win, and he would like to win. But does he care if he doesn't? Do you know what I mean? There's a difference. And there's a lot of athletes out there who die for their sport, who would play it any day of the week, any time of the day, will play until you have to, you know, remove them from the field or the ice. And there's athletes who go to bed at night tossing and turning because they haven't won a championship. And then there's others who could take or leave their game and really don't care if they win a championship or not. And what do you think Rask is? Which one do you think he falls under?
I think he falls under the guy who, in the end, is content with his career. He'd said, I played well. Sure, I didn't win a Stanley Cup while I was the starting goaltender, but my name's already on there. His name's on the cup, 2011, and I think he's the type of guy that can live with that. And you know what? Am I going to rip him for that, Felger? Probably not. Am I going to rip anybody for thinking that this is different and maybe not being as invested as they were before? No, it's a different time. I kind of stand with Murray on this. But I just think there's a team-wide problem here, and it's not just Rask, and I think we're overlooking that today by focusing just on Rask. I think the rest of the team needs to step it up, too.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that they took the wrong approach there going into the round robin. I think they've stepped up their game here recently in these last couple of games. And I watch their games and other games across the league and say, you know what? There's a lot of guys out there who care. And I think the product's been pretty good and pretty close to the genuine article. Now, I'm sure it's different in the building. I mean, I know what he's saying. It's an empty building. I get it. But just watching it from this vantage point, I mean, I think the hockey's been pretty good. The round robin was spotty. There's no doubt, especially here. But as I watch some of these playoff games across the league, I see playoff hockey. I see guys who care. I see guys who invested. Because I bet you the vast majority of the guys in that league are obsessed with their sport, will take any opportunity to go out and play it and make money and try and achieve doing it, and are obsessed with winning a Stanley Cup. And I don't think Rask is. I don't. That doesn't make him a bad person or a bad goalie. That doesn't mean that he can't be effective. You know, that could actually work to his advantage. that he's not putting all this pressure on himself, and he's not so obsessed with it that he can't get out of his own way. And if he had won, or if he wins, then I would look at that approach and say, well, that's just how he's wired, and it works for him. So good for him. He doesn't care. No problem. You don't care. That's fine, and you win. Great. And then it's sort of a quirky thing about he could take or leave it. He doesn't really care, but he wins. Except when you have that approach and you don't win, then I don't know. I think it's a problem. I don't know. I think it's a problem. Maybe it's the reason he's never pushed through. He's never gone all the way. And I just think it's disappointing. To me, the bottom line is this, Arcand. It's disappointing he feels that way. Not that he said it, but that he feels that way.
Yeah.
He's got a chance to win a Stanley Cup and be truly considered one of the great goalies of his generation in all-time Bruin. He has a chance to – those things are right there for him. And I don't think he really wants to be there. That kind of sucks. He can say it or not. It's not that he says it. It's that that's the way he feels. And that's my problem.
Yeah, and that's a real problem. I don't think that Tuukka Rask is the biggest problem on this team right now. I'm certainly not saying that, but you take in the entire body of work, going all the way back to the Columbus exhibition game and him fully admitting that to him this is all just one big dull series of exhibition games. I don't really know how you or anyone in that locker room could have any confidence in him right now. And also, I mean, he also said he's not in good enough shape to play on back-to-back days. He may have been kidding there, but he's not worried about the results. He just wants to go out and have fun. Like, those would be tough quotes to stomach if it was Dominic Hasek saying it, or Patrick Waugh, or Martin Brodeur, or any of these guys. It's Tuukka Rask saying this, and he doesn't have a great reputation in those big games. And I think that, you know, normally I wouldn't react so strongly to this devil-may-care attitude, Mike, because you're right. I mean, that's how he always is, but he hasn't won anything. He hasn't won a bunch of cups. He's usually a great postseason goalie, but so far in the bubble, he's taken a big step back. His save percentage is down. His goals against are up, and I think that there's a lot of other problems on the team, to be sure, but nobody else is crying for help like Tuukka Rask is right now.
I mean, I think the way he's carried himself, his whole body language this entire time, this year especially, is, you know, again, the first interview he did coming out of the pandemic. Well, I guess I got to skate now. It's just admitting that he hasn't been on skates and hasn't even really tried. And then he, you know, bounces out of the first couple practices because he injures his finger box jumping or whatever. So he's sort of in and out the first couple days. Then he gets to the bubble and he hits the cough button, and now he's out for another couple days. And now he's in here, and I'm sorry, his play reflects his feelings, which is he's just kind of there. He hasn't sucked. He's not to blame. And this is a nuance that the Boohoo Tuukka crew, like, never get. It's like, I'm not blaming him, but I think his play reflects his attitude, which is he's just kind of there. He's just kind of there. And he hasn't helped you. He hasn't hurt you. He's just kind of there. And he don't want to be there. He doesn't want to be there. I mean, it's like, how many things does he have to do and say before we realize he doesn't really want to be there? And does that open up to a bigger conversation of, if you don't want to be there and compete for a Stanley Cup, do you really love your sport? Like, I don't know. That's just where I go to. And so there was more. Jimmy, give me cut number two, please, from Rask, if you could, please.
Well, to be honest with you, it doesn't really feel like playoff hockey out there. There's no fans, so it's kind of like playing an exhibition game. Obviously, you know, there's some scrums after whistles, and I haven't noticed anything that they would be targeting me or whatnot. You know, it's, things happen, people fall on you and whatnot, but, you know, it's definitely not a playoff atmosphere out there.
Okay. I don't know. Have you watched the games? It's close to a playoff atmosphere, as far as I'm concerned, on the TV product. It is. I don't know. I watched last night. I see certain Bruins players playing as well as they can play and as hard as they can play. Their fourth line guys play as hard as they can play. Charlie McAvoy is out there giving guys elbows and doing that playoff thing where every other game it's a back and forth and it's getting chippy. That to me feels like playoff hockey. I think Krejci is sort of, you know, harking back to the way he used to play when it got to this time of year. That feels like playoff hockey. I see a lot of guys playing playoff hockey. And what? So the goalie doesn't feel that way. No problem you saying it, bro. Say it. That's the way you feel. That's the way you feel. Do you care if you win a Stanley Cup? I'm sure you want to. I'm sure you want to. Do you care if you don't? And that, I don't think he cares. So good for him. He's like a well-rounded person, a grounded person. But I don't think it's going to eat away at him at night that he never won one, if he doesn't win one. And so those are sort of my big picture thoughts on Rask. What are yours? I'm again on the remote a-hole location. We've lost the, I say we. I've lost the simulcast connection because I want to sit outside, guys. You know I like to sit outside. I just want to sit outside. So I'm trying to figure out how to get the internet to reach out here, and they keep calling me. Do you hear this is the Skype?
Sounds great. Like, you sound great, Mike.
Guys, how am I supposed to answer this when I'm on the air? Like
phone sounds good.
This guy keeps calling me. Like, I know I'm here. I can't. The thing just dropped out. I know. I got it. Got it. I'm going to try and get the internet back going in the break and see if we can make this work. Because, again, I like to sit outside. But that's just that. So if you're listening on the radio, that meant nothing to you. But what can I tell you? Your thoughts, I know you have them. 617-779-0985 to you right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Who doesn't know Felger and Mass?
Michael Felger, I don't know from a can of paint at all.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Tuca, I did want to follow up on it. Just, you know, you saying it doesn't feel like a playoff atmosphere. How do you counter that? How do you get yourself ramped up? I mean, that's almost, I understand it, but it's a little bit, I imagine that's not an easy thing to feel when you know it is the playoffs, but maybe it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're trying to play as hard as you can. And obviously, you know, you're playing a best of seven series, so there's going to be some battles going on and whatnot. But, you know, when you play in your home rink, you play in a away rink, and there's fans cheering for you or against you, and that creates another, you know, buzz around the series. So there's none of that. So it just feels like dull at times. You know, there's moments that, you know, okay, there's little scrums and whatnot, but then there might be 5 minutes, and it's just coast-to-coast hockey, and there's no atmosphere. So it just feels like an exhibition game. So. But, you know, we're trying our best to kind of ramp up and get energized and make it feel like a playoff game.
Again, the problem is not that he said it. I have no problem with him saying it. It's that that's how he feels. That's how he feels. And I'm sure he's not the only one. But I don't know. I see a lot of players and a lot of teams who think it's real enough. And let me tell you something. At the end, when they award the Stanley Cup, it's going to feel real. And people are going to look back and say it was a legit championship. I feel they're putting on a legit tournament. And it's not the same. Of course, it's not the same. But I feel it's going to be treated as legit, just like I think the NBA title is going to be legit. And I think even by the time we get to the end of the World Series, you're going to say that's a World Series champion, McCarthy. As
Maybe.
Long as the playoffs are, you know, on the level. And there's not cancellations and half rosters and everything, but I don't know. I look out across the league, both the NBA and the NHL, and I see mostly full rosters, and I see the stars of the game out there competing at a high level. Is it exactly the same level as it would have been without the apocalypse? Of course not. But it's getting kind of close. I think it's getting kind of close. I mean, do you think the Bruins are still jaking at McCarthy, really, the last couple of games?
I think they're still sloppy. I don't think they've ramped it up to full playoff mode just yet. There are some times where they look good, but there are some times where they look a little closer to the team that we saw
that
in the round robin.
I'm sorry to jump in because I think it's the fact they had 4 months off, not the fact that they don't give a crap. I think for Rask, it's like he doesn't give a crap.
Does that benefit Tuukka Rask, though? Let me ask you this, Mike. You know, here's a guy who, you know, we have rightfully so criticized for crapping his pants in the biggest moments. If he feels like this is just another game, doesn't that benefit him in the long run?
Yeah, well, it could. And if he had won one, that's what I would say, McCarthy. I'd say, well, that's his style and it works for him. But it hasn't quite worked for him yet. I mean, he's good, but he hasn't broken all the way through. I don't know. I mean, I don't think his teammates are jaking it. I think they jaked the round robin parts of it. Mm-hmm. And then I think now they've gotten here, and I think they're knocking off rust and trying to get up to full speed because partly they took it so slow that they can't get up to their full thing. But I don't know. Marchand was asked about it, and he's like, oh, no, Tuca's talking about the round robin game. Marchand had no – he's like, no, he's got – here's the sound. And Marchand's like, he's got to be referring to the round robin, right?
Tuca was just saying that he thinks this still feels like an exhibition. He can't seem to get that playoff feel out there. Are you struggling with that as well?
You know, I think maybe he was talking about the round robin games. You know, I didn't see his comments, but the round robin games for us were exhibition games. They should not be labeled playoff games. You know, those are ones that we were trying to prepare for games. So maybe he's talking about that, but you know, these are playoff games, playoff atmosphere, and you know, we're going to compete hard. It's definitely different. There's no question. Doesn't have the same atmosphere and there's no home ice advantage. So, you know, it's just straight up hockey at this point, but you know, that's, unfortunately that's playoffs this year, and you know, at least we're playing.
Okay. So Marchand's like, he must be talking about the round robin, right? And
nope.
He says it, you know, in one breath, he says playoff atmosphere. And then he says, it's not the same playoff atmosphere. Let me tell you, the crowd is obviously different. Obviously. But you know, have you watched these games? Guys are starting to elbow each other in the face. You've got guys running around, and why am I – is it Fleury? Who's the defenseman who scored in game one who keeps running people?
Yeah, Fleury.
You know, so there's guys on Carolina who are trying to set a physical tone. There's guys in Boston who are responding. There's elbows flying. It's getting close. It's getting close to the real product, except for Rask is sitting there saying, nah, it's kind of dull. Because you know what? He's not into it. He doesn't want to be there. He's been telling you that from day one. He doesn't want to be there, and that sucks. Your thoughts, John in Brookline. Go ahead, John. Lead us off.
Hey, Foggy. So here's what I would say. You know, I think look around the NHL at any kind of press conference you've ever heard. Have you ever heard a hockey player talk like that? You know, kind of for me, I would say no. So my sort of thought is I saw someone say this on Twitter, some probably nobody, but someone was just like, he's just grade A trolling the media right now. And I definitely think that's a possibility. What I would say is that you're going to know based on if he plays on Saturday, because if that's really the way he feels, I think that's gonna be a tough look in the room for his teammates, but I do think there's a real possibility that he's just kind of screwing with everybody and behind
okay,
the scenes.
Well, I mean, I hope you're right. I feel he's genuine. I feel he's genuine because I feel that's the way he's playing. I mean, that's the way he plays. He's just kind of there. Not bad, not great, just kind of there. If you can pick a corner on him, you're gonna score on him. If it's somewhere in the within his body, he's gonna stop it. He's just there. And so, like, I feel he's genuine. If he's trolling, great. That's good news. In terms of his teammates and benching him and
wait,
whatnot,
is that good news? Sorry, Mike. Is that good news if he's trolling the media after going, 1-4 so far since they've been down there? Like, oh, it's not like he's played really well. He's sucked. The team has sucked. And now he's trolling the media. Like, is this, like, a positive development?
It's not. I mean, it's not positive, but at least then it's he doesn't really feel that way. What concerns me, Arcan, is that he really feels that way. And if he doesn't feel that way, if he does really care, then good, fine, do whatever you want, screw around. But, you know, play better. But my issue today, my issue with the comments is that he actually feels that way. It was a genuine reflection of how he feels. And I'm just, you know, I think through the last month, all the signs are there. He doesn't want to be there. He's just not that into it. And it's hard to perform at a high level when you're not that into it. Some guys get away with it. Some guys, like, it's not really their passion, but they're so talented, and maybe that the pressure they take off of themselves that way helps them. And so I'm not telling you that's the worst thing to be, but I think that's the way that it is. In terms of his teammates and the team, I don't think they bench him over it. I don't think they should. That's Rask. They know him. His teammates know him. They love him. And the organization, I'm sure, doesn't love it. You know, Cam Neely, you know, you think Cam Neely would give both of his testicles to have another chance for a Stanley Cup championship?
You better believe it.
I mean, do you think Cam Neely would get to, if there were no fans and all the things that they were enduring, but the guys never won a cup, you don't think he'd sacrifice both freaking knees, you know, whatever it took to get out on the ice and win that thing? So there is no way that Cam Neely listens to those comments and is happy about them. But he's not going to bench him over him. They know who the guy is by now, don't they? Don't they know who Tuukka Rask is? They know who he is. They know what his approach is. It's probably counter to how a lot of them feel and how a lot of them approached it, but they've come to accept it. That's the way Rask is. So you don't bench him over this. You bench him because he's not playing that great. Or you maybe try and light a fire under him, or you try and get his attention, or you need to rest him, or you know. But you don't rest. You don't bench him for saying that. You still think they should, though, Christian?
Yeah, I do, and I think that not only would that be probably the best move in goal, because you're right, Tuukka hasn't played all that well. He hasn't been terrible, but he's been okay. I think the whole team needs some kind of spark, and if maybe, you know, putting Halak out there. I'm not saying Halak's going to go out and set the world on fire. He wasn't that great in the Philly game, if I remember. I think he was pretty bad in that game, to be honest with you, but this team needs something. They need to be something more than what they are, because these two games against Carolina, you got a loss and a double overtime win, and if those were against real teams, they probably would have lost both games. They'd still be looking for their first win in the bubble. So I think this entire team needs a spark. And why not, you know, go with, if Tuukka's going to admit that he just doesn't feel the intensity, put in someone who feels it. Put in someone who will play that way, and maybe it'll spread through the rest of the team.
If you bench Rask tomorrow, you lose him. You lose him, and you're not winning the cup because you're not winning the cup with Halak in net. You need Tuukka Rask to be your goaltender, and if you bench him tomorrow, not on the back-to-back, the move to bench him would have been last night.
Probably, you know what? You're probably right, McCarthy. I would have been okay with Halak last night.
But if you put Halak in there tomorrow, you think Tuukka Rask is going to come back more engaged or less engaged? He's going to come back less engaged.
You never know.
I'm not willing to take that chance.
You never know when someone just wakes up and all of a sudden has an epiphany or feels a different way or gets the message or whatever. You never know. I just don't bench him for saying it. Like, that's all. You know, if I'm casting the Bruins and I'm looking at him and I'm saying, you know, he's really not that into it. He's not that engaged. He's not, he hasn't sucked, but he's just not all there. So we're going to give him a little mental health rest. I don't think that that's the wrong call. I just wouldn't do it for what he said at the press conference, because that's just a reflection of how the guy feels. But he's not the only one on the hit list after last night. We'll get to the other fella coming up right after McCarthy's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You listen sometimes because you agree.
I agree with Matt.
And sometimes because deep down you like the pain.
Pulling each other's shirts off and licking each other's faces.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
As for Pasta, he was questionable from the game yesterday afternoon, this morning, and he was getting treatment, unfit to participate. We don't believe it'll be long-term, Kevin. It's a day-to-day thing, we hope. So obviously targeting Saturday at noon. But until we see him tomorrow, and a tough Saturday noon, because it's tough to test that, you know, get out skating in a morning skate type of thing. So it'll probably be right down to the game time again on Saturday.
All right, then there's this guy. David Pastrnak can't post, can't play the game last night. People think it's because he strained something celebrating Patrice Bergeron's game winner in game one. Is that what happened? Arcan, what do you think? Is there any, I'm not on the net, is there any rumor-mongering reporting going on about that? Is there any development on that?
That's the only thing I've seen that is any sort of explanation for it. I saw the video. I looked at it. You can see him clearly favoring his side and sort of reaching for his abdomen there. I know that there was an optional skate today for the Bruins, and Pastrnak wasn't there, but neither was Tuukka or Bergeron or Krejci or Marchand. Pretty much all the regulars except Zdeno Chara, who was there, took this optional practice off. So I don't know if that says anything else about it, but I haven't seen any other explanation for why Pastrnak was unfit to play.
Should you be agitated with him?
I am.
Why?
Because the whole thing with Pastrnak has been going on since before he came back from Europe. I mean, this has really been a big issue here, and I think it sort of speaks to just how discombobulated this entire team is. Pastrnak not playing put Cassidy in a position where he had to mess with all the lines, which he's been doing since the Columbus game. You've seen it mostly on the third and fourth lines, just all this rearranging and different matchups and everything else. The team doesn't look like they're ready to go on any level, really, and I think that Pastrnak's kind of the key to all of that, because he's their best player, he's their most important player, their best goal scorer, and he has just been a guy that you can't count on right now.
So it's just so him, is it was how I would say it. Like, it could be an innocent mistake or just a fluke thing. I mean, I don't blame him for celebrating or jumping up in the air. It's not like, was it Vinny Testaverde who gave himself a concussion, bashing his head into the wall?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Do you remember who that was? Was it Testaverde or was it like Chris Chandler? Or
it wasn't Testaverde, but there was Martin Gramatica.
You're right, the kicker.
Okay, so
jumped around and broke his knee or something.
I think he tore his ACL. Who was the quarterback that headbutted the end wall?
Oh, was it Sage Rosenfels? Somebody
Scott,
like that?
I want to say Scott Chandler. I want to say
Gus Frerotte.
Gus Frerotte. Okay, so it's not like that guy, you know, who, like, that's more.
That was amazing when he did that, by the way.
Pastrnak just put his hands in the air. Okay, so I'm not going to get on him for that, but I got to get on him for something. Like, if I had said to you guys, going into the playoffs, there's going to be a Bruins player who strains an abdominal celebrating, and he won't be able to play the next game or the next couple of games, and I gave you an option to pick any Bruins player, who would you pick?
I'd pick Pastrnak. You wouldn't have to give me any options.
Maybe Kasha. Maybe Kasha, too. Kasha seems like a bit of a knucklehead, too. But, yeah, I would say Pastrnak number one, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, going into the pandemic, we said, you know, who are you worried about coming out of this thing? It's going to follow the rules and be ready to go and all of that. And the number one guy on your list was Pastrnak. And if I had said to you, someone's going to get hurt in is celebrating some stupid injury that you just scratch your head over, who would you pick? You'd pick Pastrnak. And so here we go again. Of course he can't play because he strained a rib cage celebrating. Of course that's Pastrnak. And it's like, that's what I'm agitated with. And I mean, it's always him. It's always something. And that's frustrating too, for crying out loud. But I will say, as goofy as Pastrnak is, I do think there's a side to him that cares. I think he wants to be great. I think when he's not screwing around off the ice, he does work hard on it. You know, I hate his game half the time with the turnovers, and you saw it in game one, too. Like, but I do think there's a there. Like, I think there's he is driven. He's got some problems and some growing up to do, but I do think there's a drive there. Rask, for sure this year, I don't think he wants to be there. I don't think he wants to be there. And, boy, it's hard to play at a high level and you don't want to be doing it. That's just my thought on that. Ray in Rhode Island, I think, disagrees. Go ahead, Ray, or New Hampshire, wherever you are. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to say this. It's going to get in the head like a Stephen A. Smith can of paint. Rask cares too much. That's his whole deal. You know, like, the reason why he screws it up in the ultimate moment is because he cares so much. He pretends like he doesn't care so he doesn't have to deal with the disappointment of failing in the moment.
Okay.
That's his whole deal. So, it's like high school when they pass out the tests. And yeah, Everybody gets the score, and you bombed, and you laugh and say, I didn't try, I didn't care, I wasn't really trying. That's Rask. That's his M.O.
Well, that's why that is some deep psychological stuff right there. That it's a reverse psychology. To blunt the pain of failure, his default is, well, I didn't really care anyway. And that's, you might be right. I mean, I don't know why he carries himself the way he does, or the way he feels the way that he feels. You have to go to the psychologist's couch for that. I just think it's been pretty clear that he doesn't want to be there. He has not been into the restart. He has not been committed to the restart. I think if it were all up to him, he's probably one of those guys that probably would have said, let's just pack it in anyway. I just think that's the way he's carried himself, and that's the way that he's played. And I just think it's hard to excel at a high level when you carry yourself that way. And I think it's unfortunate that it feels that way. It doesn't make him a bad person. And it certainly not doesn't make him a bad person that he expressed it. He's allowed to express it. I have no problem with that. But again, I just think there's so many guys in that sport who would give their left nut to win a Stanley Cup and be considered one of the greats of all time and would have no problem and are having no problem sacrificing what they're sacrificing here away from their families in a quarantine environment in a foreign city in Hotel X for a couple months at a time. The 98% of the league, I think, is all in on that. And it sucks that Rask is not. And if he can play at a high level despite that, then fine. You know, whatever gets you there. Like, I don't care about that. But has he played at a high level yet? I mean, you said it, Arcan. His save, 904 save percentage, or 899 since they got to
the bubble? Yeah, it's under 900 since in the two Carolina games. And again, I mean, has he won you a game? Has he done anything? Since they've gone to Toronto, has he won you a game? You could say maybe that that first game against Carolina, it's the only game they've won. But did he win you that game? They had 2-1-goal leads, and he coughed them both up. He hasn't played all that well. And normally, I think that Tuukka's devil-may-care attitude works for him in the playoffs, because normally in the playoffs, he's the best goaltender in the league. I mean, last year, up until the finals, he was the best goaltender. He looked unbelievable out there. And so far, you haven't seen even that. So I shudder to think what's going to happen when they get to the next round, assuming they do. And if they get to the cup final, my God, I mean, you're not seeing a very good Tuukka Rask right now. You're not seeing a terrible one. It's not the worst he's ever looked, but it's definitely not the level that he needs to play at for this team to really go anywhere. And I don't know how you stop it. I think this team needs a spark.
Okay, I promise. Your calls right after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Felger Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
12 seconds left. Bergeron wins it. Up top, Krug fires. Reimer the save. There's a rebound right in the net. Fired. Reimer the stop. Fought for. Back in the net. 4 seconds left. They kick at the puck. Reimer with no stick. Can the Bruins get it out in front? The horn sounds. James Reimer and the Carolina Hurricanes able to weather that storm. Dougie Hamilton with the game winner. And the Bruins and Hurricanes have a 1-1 series tie. Your final tonight, Hurricanes 3 and the Bruins 2.
Long commercial free segment. Felger with Christian Arcan and McTakey, Matt McCarthy. Your thoughts on Rask, your thoughts on the game, your thoughts on the series. Frank the Tank, what do you think?
All right, well, listen, Mike, I think we're starting to kind of get our answer as to whether, you know, Rask has, you know, hair on his balls. Instead of looking like Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction, he's looking more like Dr. Evil right now with his comments. I mean, fine, you want to feel that way, fine. But can you, you know, show that, you know, fake it. Just fake it, at least, okay? But
well, so, let me stop you. I don't mind that he's not faking it. I mind that he feels that way. Like, that's... The fact that he feels that way is the problem.
Yeah, that is. It's like it's almost as if like he just he's kind of like just nonchalant about like, dude, I understand you don't feel the playoff atmosphere or whatever. If you win the Stanley Cup, trust me, it's still going to feel good. Okay,
right. And,
it's
not going to matter. So, but Frank, him faking it doesn't solve the problem. The problem is that I don't think he wants to be there.
Okay, well, unfortunately for him, Mike, he is there, and he needs to play like a top-end goalie and try to steal a game for his team, which he should have done last night with Pastrnak out of the lineup. And don't even get me started on him. It's probably because he had maybe one too many Heinekens when he was still in Europe and not in good enough shape that he pulled a muscle or something just pulling up his arms. But the two guys that I want to talk to you about, Mike, the two guys that, in my opinion, led directly to the game being lost. I've always talked to you about hockey intelligence. We've all seen the movie Die Hard when Hans Gruber is telling the blonde guy to shoot the glass because Bruce Willis had no feet. I felt like Hans Gruber last night telling him to shoot the glass. DeBrusk and Richie, get the puck out of the zone. Take the icing. What is the matter with you? You had possession of the puck, and instead of getting it out of the zone, you let Carolina take it away from you, and it led to two of the goals. I'm so glad that I was high last night. It was the only way I was going to get through that crap.
Well, so to Frank, 100%. Cassie said it after the game. Sometimes you have to punt. Sometimes you have to punt and live to see another day. So their puck management coming out of their zone on a couple of occasions was horrid. And Krejci, for as many great things as he has done offensively, made a couple weak plays along the boards and in the corners that cost him a couple goals. The game winner, most notably, him just leaving that puck in that corner, for Carolina to pick it right up. And that was such a weak freaking play by David Krejci. And that, so that has nothing to do with Rask. And that can be better. I'm not telling you the Bruins have been great, but I feel on balance, these last couple of games, they do care. And they are doing their best to get to playoff intensity. And it's something approaching real playoff hockey for most of those guys. For Rask, it's not.
But here's the problem, Mike. The playoffs are already here, okay? And to say, well, they're getting there. They're almost there. No, they should be there, all right? Because Carolina is ahead of where they need to be right now. And I understand that Carolina had to play in an actual play-in series, but the Bruins need to match that intensity. So that's where I don't put this on Rask. I put this on Cassidy. I put this on the leadership. I put this on the organization for the way they approach those round-robin games, not even as tune-ups, as exhibitions, pure exhibitions. They need to be ahead of where they are right now. They're getting by in the series right now because they're significantly better than Carolina. But at times, they have been sloppy. They have not been focused. The Krejci play last night is a perfect example. That's not playoff-level focus, intensity, whatever you want to call it. They need to be there now. The playoffs have already started. They don't start tomorrow. They don't start next week. They have already started. The Bruins are late to the game. That's a problem.
Sloppy sometimes. They had 17 giveaways last night. And the Hurricanes had 8. That is unacceptable against a team like that. That's terrible.
Steve at Boston College. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
So, Nick Ritchie, look, I hate to be the fan that has to do this, but wouldn't you feel a million times better if Danton Heinen was out there on the ice, a guy who could actually, play defense, was good in his own end? You could put a traffic cone on the third line, and it's going to play as well as Nick Ritchie did last night. The guy's playing with Charlie Coyle, who was arguably your best player in the playoffs last year. And Thugger, when they traded for him, you were happy, or you said at least they got a big body, he's going to go out there and he's going to play physical. Well, where was that when Svechnikov sends McAvoy face first into the boards? Where's the physicality there? Where's the fight? I mean, the guy stinks. And
was he on the ice when that happened?
He was not. No, but again.
Okay, so then what? He's supposed to jump over the boards? They don't do that anymore. And I'm sorry, I'm not sitting here saying, boy, I wish we had Danton Heinen. That would really change things. So you see a lot more Christmas and intensity out there if we had Danton Heinen.
The quiet
can I have
one.
Neither? What's that?
The quiet one.
Yeah. Can I have neither? Can I have neither Danton Heinen nor Nick Ritchie? Okay? I don't like that. That's a stunner. Someone pining for the days of Danton Heinen? Say what? David in New Bedford, go.
Yes, I was wondering your thoughts on the Zdeno Chara. He does not look good at all.
Horrible. Horrible. Looks his age and does not look good. And this is a tricky matchup for him because those Carolina forwards can buzz. They started buzzing last night, and he's not good against those kind of teams. And he's just so they got to try and hide him. I think they've tried to do that a little bit. They started off with him and McAvoy sort of on that Trocheck line. But did you notice Vinny Trocheck last night? Vinny Trocheck is a bad man. That's the guy that I wanted the Bruins to get at the deadline. I love that.
That was a nasty move he put on Carlo, I think.
Yes.
I just undressed him.
I heart Vinny Trocheck. I think he's a bad little dude. Chara's going to be a problem. He brings strengths to you on the ice, off the ice, against other kind of teams. I think he's going to fare better. I think he would have fared better against Pittsburgh. I think that's a good matchup for Zdeno Chara. He can lean on Malkin for 20 minutes a night, and that sort of works with the way they play. But against a team like this, it's going to be trouble. And I think they're trying to hide him as we speak. Jason in Westport. Go ahead, Jason. What do you got?
Mike, I want to talk about Rask and his comments. I find it troubling, and it's more troubling coming from a goalie and not, Grizzlick saying it or somebody else. He's, to a degree, he's the starting pitcher. He's the quarterback. He's the anchor that's supposed to, you would like to see, make you want to run through a wall and go to the gates of hell.
No.
And coming from Rask, it's come on, Mike. I know he's not that person, but the position-wise.
Position-wise, those guys are more like place kickers, Jason. They are. I mean, look, there's some goaltenders that do lead out from the net and sort of they're infectious, but those guys are rare. Tim Thomas was that way. And there are a few other guys that I would say, I don't think Brodeur was like that guy, except they had so much confidence in him that I think he sort of led that way. But it's not like Brodeur's over-the-top intensity. So goaltenders are allowed to be a little weird. Like, that's fine. I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with them being a little. Tim Thomas was a little weird. He was a lot weird.
Every goalie's weird.
Yeah, I put them more like place kickers. The guys are sort of in their own end of the room, their own group, their own thing. You sort of leave them alone. And to me, it's not in and of itself. It's not troubling that my goalie is weird or off or has that attitude. Again, I do think a goalie has to love what he does and want to be there. That's my issue. It doesn't rub off on the room. The room is used to goalies being weird, and they're used to Tuukka having his attitude, and management has come to Jesus with it a long time ago. This is just the way Rask is. That's not a problem. It's not going to rub off on anyone. The problem is, individually, in a vacuum, how can you excel at something you don't really care about? How can you be great if you don't really want to be there? I just think that's hard. And that's where we are with Rask. I don't think he wants to be there. I think his comments reflect it. It is an agenda-free Friday. Everything is on the table from the week. We started with this because there's the most meat on the bone with that. So you can continue with the Bruins. We'll start to branch off into some other stuff as well. Again, it's all up to you and your wonderful agenda-free phone calls at 617-779-0985. First, a 90-second update, no commercials.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.